Every day we're surrounded by birds, their songs, their calls, the gentle chirps in the trees. Yet so often these sounds fade into the background of our very busy lives. The captivating theatre production Birdsong of Tomorrow invites us to slow down, listen and rediscover the beauty of nature's soundtrack. Playwright Nathan Harrison, both theatre maker and avid bird watcher, joins me now in the 2SER studios. Hi Nathan, thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Nathan, Birdsong of Tomorrow blends science, storytelling and music. Can you paint us a picture of what audiences might expect from the show?
Yeah, so I guess it's a little bit nature documentary. Like I'm telling a lot of stories about birds and sort of really just a lot of facts and things that I find really interesting. There's a lot of personal story in there as well about just kind of, I guess the show's a lot about change and time and how we think about that. So talking about a lot of the changes that have happened in my life and kind of the change that we're all experiencing in the world at the moment, which is very hectic a lot of the time. So a little bit nature documentary, a bit of personal story. We have live music and beautiful projections made by our designers. And as well, we've found all these incredible old records and cassettes of bird songs. So the stage is kind of full of all these like old media players. We've got turntables and a reel-to-reel tape player, cassette decks, and it's slide projectors. It's beautiful. It's such a lovely little archive room to just kind of be in and to get to play with. It's great.
Oh, beautiful. That sounds awesome. And as a professional theatre maker and a keen bird watcher, having seen around 150 different species in the past year alone, how have you integrated these two passions? I'm quite curious to hear that.
Well, I think they've really, I started writing about birds probably in about 2021. I think, like, I've always loved birds. I grew up loving birds. My dad loves birds. But I had a morning during lockdown of hearing a magpie warbling, and something just kind of triggered in me, and I was just really transfixed hearing this beautiful song. I mean, magpies sound incredible, but just thinking about this song that has been sort of shaped by and witnessed so much change, you know, even thinking about the last 200 years here in Australia, like how much change that is. And the fact that we can just hear that every day is kind of unbelievable and remarkable. I think that triggered me, I started writing the show then, but I also started going out bird watching a lot more. And there's something special, I think, about bird. I mean, I love, you know, ticking birds off lists. I'm a fiend for that. But there's something really special as well about just being out in nature and kind of slowing down and just really listening and paying attention to everything around you. There's something tremendously, I don't know, unselfing about that. Like it's really, I like to think it's really not about ego. You're really pushing your awareness everywhere else. I think it's an incredible experience. And people get that kind of thing from all different things, not just birds. But for me, birds are really, I guess, a shortcut for me to think about where I am and the people around me and things like that. And so, I don't know, bird watching and theatre making, they really intertwined for this project. They're speaking to each other a lot.
So the theatre production sort of came first, but then I guess the bird watching got amplified when the process began.
Yeah, I think they spoke to each other. And it was really nice as well. We've been working on this show for about 5 years now and got this incredible team, some of my favourite people in the world, like just incredible designers and musicians and directors. And so we've just spent so much time walking and bird watching and listening and just sort of being out in the national park and just being together and trying to chat and think about how the world works. And like that's so, I don't know, so special. Like that feels what the work is to me. And so I think the theatre show is really trying to capture a lot of that journey.
Yeah, beautifully said. And as you began this project in 2021 as a Griffin Studio artist, you've now got an all-star team behind you, including some names like Tom Hogan from Adult Fantasy and Solomon Thomas from Regroup's POV. How has Birdsong of Tomorrow evolved from those early days to where it is now?
I think the huge shift, and I think everyone in the team I've worked with before on other projects, like I really love them. They're incredible artists, incredible collaborators. But there was a point in 2022 where we had a little bit of time at Brand X at the Flying Nun, and I came in with half a script that didn't really feel like much of anything. But as soon as we got in the space and started adding in some images and some music, it turned into a thing. And I was like, oh, there's something here, and it really feels about connection and about creating a space where an audience can hopefully, I don't know, think about things and see things and hear things in a new way. So that shift, bringing people in, was just like a real revelation for the whole project. It was incredible.
Yeah, wonderful. And your schedule is very busy. Upcoming, you'll be performing at the Old Fitzroy Theatre from August 21st to September 6th, Tuesday to Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 1, and Sunday at 5 p.m. in Woolloomooloo. So every show, will this be quite a similar experience, or will there be different nights focusing on different birds?
Ooh, that's nice. I think it'll mostly be the same. There's a couple of moments where I think things can probably be a little bit different each night. But I think, because we've sort of done a few tests of this, we did a couple of nights in Wollongong last year. We did the Brand X thing, as I said. The thing that's been really lovely, after every show, people have always wanted to come up, because everyone has like a bird in their yard that they know really well, or a connection, or what. I mean, do you have a favorite bird?
Oh, wow.
I'm really throwing you on the...
No, that's okay. I'd say, oh, wow, you've really put me on the spot. The tables have turned.
I think about it if you need to...
I'd probably say a peacock. Is that...
Peacock, that's good.
Because the male peacock, because they're so pretty.
They're incredible. Such show-offs.
I used to have a peacock feather. Well, a couple peacock feathers that I got from a zoo when I was really young, in like a vase in my room when I was younger. How funny is
that? That's beautiful. That's great.
Because I just found it so fascinating. Like the feathers, all the colors are so stunning.
But this is what I mean. I think like everyone has a connection to birds, because they're around us, like, you know, just catching the train here. I've seen like four different birds, I think. Like, they're just around us. So I think the show is maybe pretty similar each night, but the conversations that I have with people afterwards is always really special, because people have all these connections to the birds that are around them, that are in their backyard, you know, hearing songs in the morning, things like that. Like, I think birds are a really special part of our world that sometimes we just overlook and we take for granted. But it's particularly here in Australia, we have incredible birds.
We do.
The parrots, the colours and songs we get, it's unbelievable. So, the chats afterwards are really special, I think.
And what's your favourite bird? That's probably the most important question.
Yeah.
Rather than me.
I have a few, and so maybe different answers at different times. I really love albatrosses, but I think in terms of birds that I see, black cockatoos are... yellow-tailed black cockatoos are really, really special. They feel like home to me. Something about... Aww. Hearing them call out in the afternoon, the way they group together at the end of the day, and just the way they fly through the air. It's like they're swimming. It's so, I don't know, it's incredible. Whenever I see or hear black cockatoos, I'm like, that's special. But I do have multiple answers, I think, to that question.
It's too hard to
pick. Yeah.
So whether you're a keen bird watcher, nature lover, or an avid theatre goer, you won't want to miss this production. From next Thursday, the 21st of August, until the 9th of September, you can catch Nathan Harrison and the Birdsong of Tomorrow live at the Fitzroy Theatre in Woolloomooloo. Be sure to secure a ticket at www.oldfitzroytheatre.com.au. Nathan, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's been really lovely to speak to you.